This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple. 6 new cases of chronic wasting disease have been found in deer in Pennsylvania. That brings the total of infected free-ranging deer to 11 in the state. And there have been a number of other cases on deer farms in recent years. CWD is a neurological disease that impacts deer and elk populations and is likened to mad cow disease in cattle. Here to talk about what these new cases mean for wildlife in the state is Tom Fazy. He's the Information and Education Supervisor for the Pennsylvania Game Commission's Southwest Region. Tom, thanks for speaking with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where were these most recent cases of deer with chronic wasting disease found in Pennsylvania?
The most recent cases have been in Bedford County. There's been 6 cases in what we call disease management area 2. These recent cases are all free-ranging deer from roadkill that we have sampled.
What's a disease management area?
When we find a positive animal, whether it's a free-ranging deer or a captive deer, we establish basically a 10-mile perimeter around that positive deer, and then we use the most logical physical boundaries within that 10-mile area, or just slightly outside of the 10-mile area, where we can have actual boundaries established on the ground, you know, major roads or rivers. Inside that disease management area, there's certain restrictions on the removal of the high-risk parts that may include the prions that cause this disease. Right now, there's 3 disease management areas established in the Commonwealth. The second disease management area was the Bedford and Blair County one. Predominantly, the disease management area encompasses other counties, but no positive deer have been found in Huntington County. No positive deer have been found in Cambria County or Somerset County yet. But because of that 10-mile rule, every time a new sample is detected, that expands that disease management area.
You mentioned prions. Can you explain briefly what chronic wasting disease is and how it's spread?
What we're calling a prion is an abnormal infectious protein particle. These prions cause this disease. It's a transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. You mentioned mad cow disease in cattle. It's similar to that. It's not the same. It's also similar to a Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in humans. Some people may have heard of scrapie in sheep and goats. Those are all similar type diseases caused by these abnormal prions. The trouble with it is it can be transmitted directly animal-to-animal contact or indirectly through the food or soil that has been contaminated with bodily fluids from the animals. And these prions, it's not like a virus that can be killed. They're not alive, and they'll last for years and years in the environment, in the soil. So it's a very tough thing to eliminate. All we try to do through our restrictions that we have in place and the disease management area boundaries, we try to limit the spread and we step up our surveillance efforts.
What kind of behavior does an animal who has this infection exhibit?
They call it spongiform encephalopathy because it affects the brains. And when you look at it under a microscope, an infected brain tissue, there's holes within the brain tissue itself that resemble a sponge. It's a neurological disease that just completely debilitates the animal, and it's always ultimately fatal. The symptoms are extreme loss of body condition. They'll look emaciated, drooling. They may walk in circles. The layperson would know immediately that this deer isn't healthy.
Is this a worrying trend? Is this disease spreading quickly in Pennsylvania?
I wouldn't say it's spreading quickly. We liken it to a bonfire and sparks flying from the bonfire. All we can do is try to minimize those sparks from getting spread too far. We have an executive order in place that limit certain activities. Number one, the intentional feeding of deer within these disease management areas is prohibited because congregating lots of deer to one area, it just has the potential to spread disease even more. Any high-risk parts that come from deer cannot leave the disease management area. So the brain, the tonsils, the eyes, and any lymph nodes associated with the head of a deer, any spinal cord or backbone, the spleen. It comes into play in hunting seasons because many people may travel to an area to hunt, but they live outside of that disease management area, they can't just take that whole deer carcass home with them.
Chronic wasting disease has been a huge issue in other states like Wisconsin. How was it introduced to Pennsylvania?
That's a million-dollar question. Nobody really knows. Really, where they initially came from doesn't matter at this point because it's certainly on the landscape and any deer could come in contact with this disease.
Is chronic wasting disease a potential threat to human health?
If a hunter happens to harvest a deer and it tests positive for chronic wasting disease, we highly recommend that hunter doesn't consume the meat. But there's no evidence that consuming the meat would cause any human health concerns. Right now, CWD is not known to infect humans.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
All right. Great to be a part of it.
Tom Fazy is with the Pennsylvania Game Commission's Southwest region, and we've been speaking about the spread of chronic wasting disease in the deer population of Pennsylvania. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.